I don't want to play. I just want to do this.
Welcome to the Warp Zone Podcast, episode 19, where this week Adam and I are playing Beautiful Katamari. And Nicole is playing some other game.
Playing Disgaea!
I'm your host, Ryan Littlefield. And obviously we have Adam Wolcott returning once again. And Nicole Klein, who seems to be making a weekly appearance, which is fine. Totally fine. Disgaea should start to make a weekly appearance as well.
Disgaea always makes a weekly appearance.
Adam, you need to start the game. I don't know what's going on here.
I'm chasing you around. I'm trying to get the frog to give me like a balloon.
No, I mean in Katamari, Adam.
I know. There we go. We're going.
Anyway, so there's not really a lot of news. I mean, PAX happened, but there, you know, there's not like a ton of news. A lot of it was just some videos and some hands-on stuff. And I mean, there was a little bit of stuff here and there. I mean, unless can
the
you guys?
The only news is that I didn't go.
The only news.
You didn't go.
I mean, Zelda. I mean, Skyward Sword got a release date, but that was a while ago. I mean, a week ago or so. This, you know, the limited edition got revealed, and you know, Professor Layton got a date. Gears of War got a season pass announced. And, I mean, you know, some more stuff came out about Halo 4.
Hey, wait. Yeah, Nicole agreed with me on this. The exciting thing was Penny Arcade Episode 3.
That, too.
Woohoo!
Yes!
On the Rain Slick Precipice of Darkness, Episode 3 is officially announced as not a piece of shit text file.
Thank God.
No, I'm so fucking happy about that. I, like, screamed. I was literally... Okay, here's what happened. This was on Friday, and right. I was... in my apartment, and I was like, okay, I gotta go to the food store, I gotta get some groceries, I gotta do it before tonight, because that's when everybody's gonna be at the grocery store, I gotta do it. I, like, pumped myself up, I was like, come on, playing some Rocky music, put on some clothes, got my shoes on, I had my backpack on, and all of a sudden my phone made my email noise, so I checked my email, and my email was like, this is not a joke, Penny Arcade on the Rains of Christmas Darkness Episode 3 has just been announced, and I dropped everything on the floor. Ran to my laptop and wrote the news post right then and there.
That's pretty sweet.
And then I went to the grocery store and it was a nightmare. And I had acute agoraphobia for the rest of the day.
You saw my reaction, it was like, holy shit, what?
I know, that was awesome.
And then, like, but you know, the people who are making the game are the dudes who made, like, Breath of Death and Cluthu Saves the World, which are friggin' hilarious games. So I'm really excited to see what they're gonna do. With these guys. Combined with the Penny Arcade dude, it's going to be nuts.
Yeah, I'm super excited. What do you guys think, too, about, hold on, what's the Quantum Conundrum?
I don't really know much about it.
I don't even know what that is. You know, I didn't pay much attention to PAX, so I really don't know what went on.
Quantum Conundrum was a game that Square Enix announced at PAX.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw it, and, like, I, you know, I read a little bit about it, but I don't really know anything, you know, too much. Or, no, actually, no, so we were talking about that. I was talking about that with some friends. I went out for a couple drinks this weekend with a couple dudes at First Playable, this studio near me. but they were talking about it, and they were saying it seemed kind of Portal-esque, but a little different still. But it's kind of like you can kind of bring up different dimensions. I think they were saying there's like a, you know, for example, you could launch something through. God, I don't know. He was saying that, like, so, for example, like, it takes a big toll on physics, so, like, you know, if you threw a couch or something, you know, you couldn't normally throw a couch as a character because it's too heavy, but if you change the world around you to, like, say, I don't know, the fluffy dimension, it becomes, you know, a five-pound couch, and then you can throw it, and then, you know, while the couch is in midair soaring, you can change the dimension back. And it'll retain its original physics in order to, you know, like, crash through a wall that you need to get through or something like that.
That's awesome, dude.
So it sounded really cool. I just don't really know much else about it, aside from that it's going to be, you know, something kind of like that. I mean, which still sounds great, but I just don't know anything else about it.
Yeah.
So.
Ideas always sound good, but they have to be executed, so.
It's true.
We'll have to see.
Adam, you are... kicking my butt in this game of.
I just rolled up a monkey. Or a gorilla rolling, so.
I see all these things rolling around and I can't get them.
I know. It's just kind of.
I have as many of the houses as I can get.
I know. I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm just kind of like roll.
I mean, it's whoever rolls up the most houses and stuff is the winner. Oh. Oh, I didn't overtake. You still have more houses.
There's not a lot of houses on that.
I think Adam's going to win this one.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know what I'm doing.
I think we're the only two people playing this game online right now.
I think we're the only two people who've played this game online like the past 3 years.
I would not hesitate to agree.
Because I remember when this game came out, I went to play it online. You couldn't find anybody, so I don't think this one went over real well.
I found a few people when I was trying to play.
Yeah, you probably find like the Japanese dudes playing it or something, but
yeah, really. Dude, you're still winning. It's 175-143.
There's not enough houses. Like to collect.
No. Oh god, and right now I'm getting crushed by this giant one. And now I just went into a rainbow. Crap.
What does it mean?
What does it mean?
Double rainbow, man.
And also I wanted to bring up the Deus Ex thing. That really, you know, kind of pissed me off, but I mean and GameStop kind of made good by doing the gift card thing, but I still don't buy it. You know, I don't know.
Oh, that mess, yeah.
I think
it's hilarious.
I mean, it's funny, but it's just like, it's just classic GameStop, but it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, it's very typical bullshit that they pull their, they want to do a competitive service to the OnLive, so they are pulling out the free copies. It's like, dude, that's not even cool.
It would make even a little more sense if their competing service was active right now, but it's not even active.
It doesn't even exist yet.
Yeah, they're planning on doing it.
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It's kind of like EA and Origin and Steam and that kind of crap. So,
right.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And what was I going to say? Oh, I also wanted to tell a little story that I was at GameStop recently. It was probably like 3 weeks ago.
Wow, all these houses falling down on top of me.
But I was talking to this guy that worked there about the power-up rewards. He was saying that he sees me in there maybe once a week. Because, you know, I stop over during my lunch breaks or whatever. And
right.
Just to see if there's any cool deals or anything that I might be missing out on and stuff like that. Yeah, that's right. I'm taking all these houses from you.
Screw you, man!
So, he was like, yeah, he's like, you should really think about, you know, upgrading to the Plus. And I was like, I'm not really into it. He's like, dude, you're in here, you know, this often. He was like, it'll probably save you a bunch of money. And just to prove a point, I haven't been back there since.
Yeah.
And that was like probably, by now it was probably a month ago.
I actually just renewed mine like the other day. Like I do put that to free use.
I mean, I have the basic, but I just don't use, I don't, you know.
Well, I have the pro and I put that one to use. It's not like I don't.
Yeah, me too.
I go in there enough.
I think part of me is just I don't want to do it just because it would enable me to go spend more money there.
Yeah. What would be nice is if somebody could like come up with a legitimate competitor.
Yeah.
To GameStop, because you know Game Crazy went out of business, Hollywood went out of business, so now there's no one really competing. So, you know.
Yeah, and they're
monopoly.
I was saying the other day that I think it's been said before, but that GameStop is like the Nickelback of game stores because all the grandmas like don't know what to get their kids or don't know where to go shopping for their kids, so they go to GameStop or so they buy the Nickelback CD.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I don't know. When I was younger, I used to go to the Game Crazy all the time, you know, because there was one not far from my house. I preferred to go there to GameStop.
Same.
You know, and then they went out of business, and I had no choice. You know, I don't have much I can do about it.
Yeah.
Unless I go to Best Buy, like, to trade in games I'm done with and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, I go there because I have to.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm trying not to shop there anymore. And like now, I mean, I do it once in a while, like when they have something crazy. Like I got Unreal Tournament 3 there for $5 when they had it on
sale. Oh, yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, they had it on sale. And I got Army of Two there for $5 a little while back. But
when they do like buy two, get one free or whatever, that's great.
That is awesome.
I don't even usually do that. I don't know.
They've been doing a thing on PS2 games. Buy two, get two free.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
That is awesome, dude.
You just got to have good luck.
Yeah, oh yeah, well, I know my GameStop at home was like totally picked clean of PS2 shit. Oh, yeah. So it's like I don't even bother anymore.
Yeah.
It used to be. Ooh, I got an achievement.
It's
Ooh.
Like you can get Over the Hedge, Sly 3, and then like two copies of Power Drome.
All right. Yeah, well, one good game with the whole group.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I know. It used to be better. Like, nowadays, all you'll find, like, 80 copies of Madden 05, so.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't think, I mean, they put the $50, you know, after removing, for anybody who doesn't know, whatever, they took out the OnLive coupon, which is basically a free copy of Deus Ex for OnLive, which is basically, if I understand, I mean, I don't use it, but it's basically what a streaming game service. It's like Netflix for games.
Kind of. Basically uses your internet connection to stream a game, so you don't have to have power on your system.
On PC.
Right.
PC. Right, okay.
I think they have a console. I think you can hook it to your TV, but...
Okay.
But anyway, I don't know much about it either, so...
Right, so Square Enix... Did you just choose another level?
I just did, yes.
Okay. So
I think I did. It might have been in a haze when I did it, but...
Oh, okay. So Square Enix put these OnLive coupons, good for a free copy of, you know, free voucher for Deus Ex in the games, and didn't tell GameStop, which I didn't really think they needed to, but...
No, it's their content. They should be able to sell it the way they want.
Right. So, and then GameStop goes and opens... I mean, they open every game they have anyway, which is stupid in the first place.
Yeah, yeah.
But they go and open all the PC versions and take out all the vouchers. And then, like, the people who go to buy the PC games can't get them because they took them all out.
Well, they're losing... You know what? In a lot of ways, I think they're being dumb in that they're losing sales because people aren't going to go to buy that game there. They'll go to Best Buy, you know, buy it, or, like, Walmart or something.
And the funny thing is, eventually after that happened, they got a lot of bad press and all that stuff. And to make a long story short, they ended up deciding to say sorry, even after Square Enix said that it was, in the end, it was their
decision.
You know, their decision.
Well, but, I think they're being diplomatic, but I think they should have been a little more pissy too about it.
Yeah, but I think what's funny is GameStop, as an apology, issued a $50 gift card to, you know, all those people who had been wronged and stuff. But they also,
you know, that's not bad.
Well, that's not bad. But what's even funnier to me, the funny part to me is that they did the they have like a buy two get one free on PC games or something like that for those people as well.
Yeah.
A coupon for something like that, and like their PC game selection is terrible. Like, I can't think of anybody I know that shops there for PC games.
You're friggin' the PS2 game selection is better than like the PC selection at that place.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's sort of like a empty thing.
But that was probably like the biggest thing for me that I was kind of upset about recently. It was just like, it's just GameStop just doing more stupid stuff.
GameStop being GameStop.
Yeah.
Sort of get used to it. At this point,
GameStop.
At some point, you just kind of get used to it and like roll your eyes when they do something.
Yeah, I mean, for a while they seemed like they were doing okay and didn't manage to mess anything up, and then all of a sudden.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, I miss like when EB still existed.
Yeah, I do too.
Before GameStop bought them out, I always prefer to go to EB than GameStop. You know, and I remember when they bought them, I go, "No, dude, no!" I was like super pissed.
That's what you said. You said, "No, dude, no."
I was like, "No, no!" I didn't want to hear that crap. You know, I was like, "I don't want that."
Yeah.
You know, so to find out, you're gonna beat me this game.
Yeah, I'm winning.
This is like a really short one.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, like that's not good. I mean, when you lose competitors, you can do shit like this.
Yeah, I think that was the point too. I think I think because of this OnLive thing, they might even try to get rid of OnLive somehow. I don't even know, because they, you know, OnLive obviously has the one up, but
OnLive is not exactly Steam.
No, not
by any
means.
It's not that dangerous of a service, you know, that they had to be concerned about. What are they going to do? Like, you know, I mean, a lot of games come with Steamworks now, which let you just register the game on Steam and you never have to use the disc again and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Isn't it basically the same thing? You're basically getting a free copy of a downloadable game, kind of.
Oh yeah.
So, I mean, why don't they get excited about that? Probably because Valve has too much influence, but...
Yeah.
I mean, that's the difference. I mean, Valve or Steam is a big deal. OnLive is not, so they figured they could just throw their weight around.
I don't think I've met a single person who uses OnLive.
No. I don't know anybody either, so...
Yeah. But it's
a dick move to do that to a company.
I just think it's morally wrong. Like, it's just, it's bad practice.
Yeah. Well, they got reasonably crapped on for it, so.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, and they had to back it up. They had to apologize, and the $50 gift card's pretty good, so.
It is good, yeah. I mean, it's like getting the game for free, basically.
Exactly, so that's a pretty good deal.
Oh, man, I just got 20 cookies for my efforts.
20 cookies? That's good, lots of cookies. Oh, I get the clueless prize for
the most wrong things roll. Oh, wait, no.
Yes! I did. I am the king of the wrong stuff. I get a cookie, though.
Oh my god, you got a ton of cookies.
I got a ton of cookies because I suck.
if anybody who's listening to this has Beautiful Katamari, play online more often because we will.
Yeah. This is like going to be like our new thing on a podcast night, I think.
What, Katamari?
Yeah, we can play Katamari. Nicole needs to get her freaking Xbox so we can all play together.
I know! My Xbox got delayed!
I know. I saw that, and I go, oh, God, no, please, no!
No!
Oh, R2-D2 Xbox.
Did you do another one?
Yes! What do you want to do?
I don't know. Dude, what other games do you have? Don't mind us. We're just
going to play one more, and then we'll worry about it.
We're just going to play games.
All right.
Yeah, I was going to try to get a webcomic ready for this week, but I don't think I'm going to. Probably maybe for next week.
Okay. Oh, let's play one more game, then we'll find something else to play.
So, Nicole, how's Disgaea going?
Awesome. Actually, it sucks. I'm stuck at this part.
Wait, is it awesome or does it suck?
I suck. The game is awesome.
Is it the part with the thing or what?
Part with the thing and the stuff, and I'm, like, so sad.
All right.
No, it's just a really hard part where it's got, like, two of the, you know, the geocubes. Oh, and each geocube is, like, enemy plus 6.
Oh, man.
And they're, like, way across the map, so I keep trying to, like, throw my guys.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, sometimes the enemies get to me before I can do that, and I'm like, no!
No!
No! Are you doing your Darth Vader impression or what? No.
So I've been playing I've been playing some Star Ocean recently, which has been kind of cool. It's been like 2 years since I last played it, so I had no idea where I was in the story, but it doesn't really matter to me that much. But it's a fun game, but I think that's going to be my next effort to finish.
I wouldn't worry about too much about the story in that game.
I was going to, yeah.
It's not exactly,
I heard it wasn't fantastic anyway, but I enjoy the gameplay a lot.
Yeah.
And I like the levels and stuff. Or not the levels, yeah, listen to me.
What game of Star Ocean are you playing, man? I don't know anything about levels.
Level 1, Star
Ocean. Yeah, level 1, yeah. I know what you mean, the dungeons and stuff.
Yeah. And I'm overwhelmed by all these fire extinguishers.
I know, I just found like 30 of them in like one shot.
Oh man, this music is great. How did you get so many of them? All of a sudden you had like 40 more.
I found a place with like 20 of them in one spot. What can I tell you?
Oh man, yeah, we're having some lag issues.
Yeah.
It's probably just me.
No, it's me. It's like, at least it like stops you for a second. And yeah, doesn't, like,
that's enjoyable.
It's better than like going like 2 miles an hour the whole game.
True. Oh, this is
You guys are making me want to play it. I was playing Katamari Forever 2 days ago.
That one doesn't have an online, does it?
I don't think so.
Is that a remake of one of them or no?
It's like a compilation.
Like a mashup?
Yeah.
It's got like every game.
It's got like a bunch of new stuff, but it's also got a ton of old stuff with new filters on it.
Yeah, doesn't it have like wireframe mode and stuff?
Dude, the filters in that game are so cool.
They're really cool, yeah. I was playing with Anthony because he loves the PS2 ones, and I was like, oh, we should play the PS3 one. He was like, oh my god, this is so cool. He, like, loved the filters.
Yeah, those are really cool.
Whoa, all these came back.
Really? All the ones dude, I have like 100 more than you do.
Wow. There's only a minute left. I'm going to roll up some people.
I think Pup wants to be on the podcast. Say hi, Pup. Pup! He's grumbling.
He's grumbling.
He's like, don't do it.
That's right, kid. Whoa!
Before we play Borderlands later, I need you to watch one episode of Arby and the Chief.
Oh my god.
Please.
What is that?
Yes.
Arby and the Chief.
Ryan wants you to watch Arby and the Chief.
Okay.
Which I should, because he watched Two Best Playing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Two Best Playing thing is crazy.
Isn't it hilarious? It's so funny.
I don't know. I haven't watched the one you wanted me to watch yet, but I watched the one about Dead Space, and that was great.
That one is so great.
All my friends are killing themselves.
There was another one, I forget which one it is, where he's like, stomp him, like in Dead Space, stomp him. And he like starts jumping on it, and he's like, I can't, it won't let me stomp it. I was like crying laughing.
Oh, we have 1 second left and it lags. Oh god, there it is.
I win.
Wow, you won by a landslide.
Hopefully I found like the cookies. Treasure trove. Nicole, 239 to 118.
Damn.
I smoked him.
Oh, and
damn, that smoke, Brian!
And in other news, Borders is still going out of business.
Dude, do we have to talk about Borders every week? I really hate Borders.
I just wanted to do an update and note that they were still going out of business.
Not fully out of business yet.
Not all the way.
I turned off my phone volume. Phone. Yeah, so I've been playing a lot of games lately, guys. I started playing Silent Hill.
Yeah, you said it was hard.
It's really hard. It's really, really hard. Yeah. Oh, did I say I started playing it last week already?
You told me about it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I wasn't here.
Have you guys played it yet? Have you guys played the first one?
No, I game shared it from you, though.
What do you mean? I missed you. So Silent Hill?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's been a long time, but I have played. I mean, I've played all those games.
I'm just having a hard time with, like, the camera, how, like, you have to, like...
Okay, we're back in
the direction that he's facing, and that's how you have to, like, control it. It's just really confusing. And then, like, every time I get attacked by something, I get killed. Anthony's like, you totally suck at this game.
No, the first Silent Hill is not easy.
Yeah.
I mean, the second one, you can set it to, like, super hard puzzles and really easy enemies and anything in between like that. So it's a lot more playable.
Yeah.
And you need to play those games.
Do you guys know anything about the Clock Tower games?
No.
Okay, I have Clock Tower 3 for PS2, and I think I got it because it was part of a sale, and I never have ever played it, and I don't know anything about it.
Clock Tower games.
Clock Tower 3.
Isn't Clock Tower game like Scissor Man or something like that?
It looks like a horror game. I don't know much about
it. I want to say that was a game, like, I think it was the first one, like Scissor Man would chase you around.
It could be. It's a survival horror.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Apparently. I know what it is. I just never played it.
Yeah.
It looks creepy.
Yeah. Hey, creepy games are always fun. I actually get the bug to play the Silent Hill games when I get home.
You can game share it for me, I think, if I don't have...
I have it. I have the game. Oh, I have it. I have the original disc.
Pull-la-dee-da.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah.
I'm elite.
I am elite.
I just use slang from the mid-2000s, guys.
That's awesome.
Dude, I am awesome.
I've been playing a lot of Pixel Junk Shooter, too, which is surprisingly fun. I mean, I had a feeling, you know, it was good, but I remember playing the
demo. Why did you have that feeling, Ryan?
Well, because you played it and you told me about it.
Could it be because someone always tells you how good it is?
Well, yeah, like, I mean, because I played it...
Sorry, that was my Cookie Monster voice. I don't know why that came out.
That's what I was wondering. It's like, did the Cookie Monster come on the show or no?
Yeah, I mean, I had played the demo originally, like, before I had even met you guys, and I didn't really like it that much. And then I remember when the second one came out, Nicole, you were, like, having a blast with it.
Yeah.
And I was like, it didn't work out for me. And then I ended up game sharing both of them from you, and I'm playing the first one, and it's like... It's so much better than the demo was for some reason.
It's also better when it's free.
That too, but I mean, maybe it's just because it's like, I don't know which levels the demo was, but it just seems like it makes more sense playing it, you know, like the actual game.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, but that's a lot of fun. And, Age of Zombies, which is one of the minis you have, is actually a lot of fun. It's really, it's really stupid, but it's actually, like, a lot of fun. Alright, Adam, what's up next?
I don't know.
Do you have, I have to look at your games now.
Look at my games. I got so many games, I don't know what to do with them.
Man, there's a lot of people on right now, wow. By the way, anybody listening, feel free to add me on Xbox Live. My gamer tag is right on target 4 with no E in target. And I will give you Adams if you add me as a friend, as a bonus.
Oh, great. Yeah, because mine's like impossible to pronounce by human people, so.
What's that one called?
Yeah, it's hard. That came from a friend of mine, because I always, like, my handle online was always like something like Stone Cold, because like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, Stone Cold.
So somebody started calling me that, and it just caught on. You know, so I've been using that name online for like, oh god, 6-7 years now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, you finished The Darkness?
Did I finish The Darkness? Hell yeah, I did.
How did you do that?
I don't know. I completed it.
Did you actually, though?
Yeah, I finished that game like fucking 5 years ago.
That game was terrible. Two worlds, really?
Hey, don't ask me about two worlds. What are you doing? Are you going through all my games or what? going through my play games list. Yeah, I finished two worlds and I sold the game like the day after I finished it.
Yeah, I have it because it was another one of I think actually Game Crazy is where I got it from. They had one of those like buy two for $5 a piece and get another free $5 one. So I grabbed it.
I did that. Those I remember doing that. Awesome, like, just picking out some shitty-ass game so I get one free game.
Yep.
That game was... You know what? The thing about Two Worlds, that's like the worst voice acting I've ever heard.
I heard it's pretty much the worst everything anybody's ever heard.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, I played through the whole thing.
I would play some Assault Heroes.
Assault Heroes? Do I have that game? I do have that game.
It looks like you do.
Oh, it's on my list. I still have it. I have all my arcade games.
How big of a hard drive do you have, or do you just...
I go 250.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I couldn't do the 20 anymore. That just wasn't going to work.
Yeah, I have the Elite, whatever the Elite
is. Yeah.
What is that, 120?
Yeah, 120.
Yeah.
Yeah, I finally said I can't handle the 20 anymore, so I had to get the 250. And...
Yeah. Do you want to play some Assault Heroes?
Sure.
All right.
So I don't even remember how to play it.
I love twin stick. It's just a twin stick shooter.
Okay. Oh, that's what I want. I want to find my arcade games.
Dude, I loved like the old Xbox Live Arcade games before there started being like a ton of them.
I know.
Before Alpha Chimp.
Before Alpha Chimp. Yes. Yeah.
No, I miss like when they used to release the ones that were like 50 meg in size. They're really small and they weren't really that in depth.
Yeah.
Oh, update.
Like I have what was it, Marble Blast or Marble?
I had that game, Marble Blast Ultra. Yeah.
That game is awesome.
Yeah, it's been a lot. There's another one. There's no way, Switch, I think it was called Switchball? Switchball, yeah.
That game is hard.
That game is hard, but it's a good game.
Mm-hmm.
I just bought Aqua the other day.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like a naval game, like where you got in ships and stuff, but it plays like a twin stick.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's only 400 points, so it's pretty cheap.
I got, oh man, Xbox Live. I got, I won a bunch of points from Raptor way back. And I used it to buy Toy Soldiers along with a bunch of other stuff. But I love TDs, but I haven't played it yet.
Yeah. Well, I just bought this Aqua game because I bought 1,600 points so I could buy Street Fighter 3, and I just said, well, am I going to do these 400? So I downloaded the trial, and like before I even finished the tutorial, I bought the game because I thought it was really cool.
Right.
So, yeah, that's not a bad game. It's a twin stick shooter basically, just in the Navy.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. It's like $25. I wish there were more cheap games like that. I really do, because...
Yeah, me too. Everything's like 10 or 15 now.
I know. Like, I mean, even Street Fighter 3, I'm writing a review for that, and, like, I'm sitting here going, I can't recommend that game for $15.
Yeah.
Not anymore, you know, and it's really hard.
Sneak peek. Don't buy it.
No, actually, I think the game is pretty good, like, if you know how to play fighting games. That game is really fucking complicated. So it's like, if you like fighting games, I mean, honestly, tomorrow Mortal Kombat or whatever, Mortal Kombat comes out this week. The HD collection, buy that friggin' thing.
Resident Evil 4 comes out pretty soon.
Oh, yeah, right, the download, the HD versions?
Yeah.
I will buy those games, like, to death. That and Code Veronica? Oh my god, I will buy those games.
If it has move support, I might buy it.
I know, I'm just gonna get the Xbox versions, because whatever, but, you know, I just want to play, like, Code Veronica again. That's, like, my favorite one. I love the shit out of that game. Yeah, it's once again like the Zelda thing where like I have like the weirdest taste in certain games.
Yeah.
But like Resident Evil 4 is like awesome as hell. But Resident Evil Code Veronica like blew my mind when that game came out.
Hey,
that was the first game I ever dreamt a solution to it in my sleep.
It's really?
I did. There's like a part where you have to fight a tyrant on an airplane, and I'm like, I couldn't figure out how to freaking do it. So I'm like, okay, I gave up. Then I had a dream about how to fucking do it. The next morning, I finished.
That's fucking awesome, dude.
I know. I'm like, dude, no way. It was more hilarious when it worked. I'm like, dude, no way. You know, so it was really funny.
I wish I could say that happened to me.
I know. I don't know how it ever happened.
Dude, you missed your vehicle.
I missed my vehicle. I don't even know what I'm doing.
Dude, you're the guy. You're just the guy walking around. You got to get the vehicle back.
I know. I'm just like shooting tanks, like standing around. Oops. Yeah.
Here, I'll get the tanks.
There we go. All right. Yay! Got my car again.
All
right. I got a flamethrower.
Can we? I'm gonna go in there.
Go in there. I don't know what's going on.
Yes. Oh crap! How do I get? Oh god! How do I get back in?
Get. Just go inside.
Oh, you just walk. Okay.
Yeah, just walk into it. It'll like climb right in.
Man, this game is good. They have a second one, but I never ended up buying it.
I do. I actually have that one. I got it when I was on sale 1 week. But I never started.
This game is fantastic.
It's like Indian. These suicide bombers are like doing Indian chants and stuff. What the hell?
I know. Yeah, I noticed that.
It's like freaky shit.
Did you, that wasn't even a question.
I died.
I've been into like two types of games lately, and it's been twin stick shooters and point and click type games.
Point and click? Yeah.
Which normally I am not a huge fan of either.
I don't really play many point. I bought like the Monkey Island games for arcade like, I don't know, a couple months ago. I still haven't even tried them.
Yeah.
But like I bought like all the Homestar Runner games for like Steam, and I haven't even touched those either.
Yeah. Those are actually kind of funny.
I know. Oh, I like Homestar Runner, so.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like, I know. Oh my god. I showed my cousins were here from New Jersey. I was showing them, and like, he like became a total fan of those guys after I showed him like some of that shit. That was some great stuff. But the games, I play like a little bit of the first episode. It's a hard time for me getting used to point and click because it's not something I play a lot of.
Right. Yeah. You know, some of them just aren't made well too. I mean that one wasn't too bad. But I'd like to
try the Back to the Future ones.
Yeah, those are okay.
Did they release those on PS3?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Like, I gotta go home and see what.
They're actually coming out on a disc format pretty soon.
Oh, that's cool. That's what they need to do.
But yeah, I mean, the first Homestar one was kind of, it was kind of whatever. I mean,
yeah,
I kind of got stuck on it, but it was, you know, it was funny. But
yeah, oh yeah,
it wasn't really laid out the best it could have been. But I haven't looked at any of the other ones since.
Yeah, they sold the whole thing on Steam for like, I don't know, $3 or $4 or something like that once. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Steam sales are like my absolute like biggest problem.
Yeah.
If there's like a game on sale, I will buy it.
Yeah, totally.
If it's like $3. Like I bought like Borderlands like $5 on Steam the other day.
Yeah.
I don't think my freaking computer can run it. my laptop can't. It's like really bad. I think maybe my one at home can do it, but
yeah.
It's like I just buy these games just because they're super cheap.
That's what happens to me a lot too.
It's something I try to stop doing because, you know, I keep on piling up all these games I never play.
Man, I keep missing my vehicle. I can't get it.
Well, you know, I know where I was going. I felt. I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm just, like, shooting dudes.
I feel like we're excluding Nicole.
I know.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm really trying to beat this level.
When I go get in your friggin' tank.
No,
when I get home,
away again. Come on.
Oh, my God, dude. When I get back home, we're going to have to play, like, Borderlands or something, like, on PS3.
Yeah.
Or something.
Dude, I'm always game for Blands.
Okay. And I was going to say, too, I just did the, Adam, I didn't tell you this. I did the arena challenge, the Mad Moxie stuff.
You finished that? Please tell me you didn't finish that.
Well, I did, but I,
Tell him that you cheated!
Well, this kid gave me this weapon.
He's been cheating!
This kid gave me this weapon online, and he was like...
No, tell him how you've been cheating! That's not cheating!
Oh, that one, yeah, the split screen one, I had him host it split... I can't beat that by myself when they're the same level that I am, and I don't get experience from it.
Yeah, that's what I never did, because it's
I can't do that.
It doesn't seem like it's very fair.
So, yeah, so whatever. So anyway, so I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it split screen and, you know, have my level 5 alternate character host it, and then I'll just go in and, you know... It still takes a lot of time, and it's... To be honest, it was still actually really hard doing it, even though they were, you know...
Yeah, like I remember I tried it, and I'm like, number one, I got, like, super bored, and number two, it's like, this thing's really a pain in the ass.
Yeah, and so, I mean, it was still tough.
I mean, all the other Borderlands DLC is pretty cool.
Yeah, I finished all the arenas, though, and this kid online gave me this gun. He's like, no, it's not modded, I got it from Cromrax, which I was like, yeah, okay. And
you beat him, yeah.
It's totally modded.
Yeah.
It always does 99,999 damage.
Oh, and, dude, that's awesome.
And it's invisible.
Really?
And he gave me a shield that was similar. It had like 213 million shield.
that's pretty good.
And I was like, I don't think they even put this in the game. And so after using it for a bit, I unequipped it. I mean, I still have them. I didn't get rid of them, but I unequipped it. And but I didn't get the so I didn't get the gold trophy for doing all the three challenges, because you get one for all three arenas, because you get one for each arena, and then you get the, you get the gold one for doing all three of them. And it didn't click yet. Like, it didn't, you know, it didn't go off. And, you know, some people online said that it can get glitched sometimes and it'll go off a few days later. And it's been a few days. I did it I finished it over the weekend. But I don't, I mean, I don't think the weapons have anything to do with it, because the other ones went off. But I don't know. And, you know, I did it on the same playthrough, so it's not bad. I don't know what to make of it. And I'm like, I'm kind of upset. And, I don't know. I just don't want to do it again.
I haven't played the game. I haven't played Borderlands in a while, but I'm like totally game to play it any time.
I'm just ready to be done with it. Like, I love the game, but
there's a lot to do in the game.
I remember playing it
regularly. That's before the DLC. It's like, you know, dudes, I really don't want to play anymore.
Yeah.
I don't want to do any more like quests. I just want to finish the game.
Right.
I think like the last part of the game is kind of a drag, and that really bummed me out.
Sorta.
That last descent to the vault, like, really is kind of like tiring.
It was a grind, man.
It was like a total grind.
It was a grind, but I didn't really have a problem with it.
Well, and it wasn't hard.
I liked fighting the Guardians because they gave you so much XP.
Yeah, I think it was better that we were playing together. Like, when I played it with Nicole, too, it would have sucked doing it by myself, though.
Yeah, you should have someone to play it with. Because otherwise, it's like really kind of boring.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, Spider!
I feel like I'm rare, because I really enjoyed playing it by myself, but
I played through the whole game by myself.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, it's still fun to play on its own.
Yeah, I just didn't like it as much.
Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah, I mean, the one good thing is, like, if you play it again, you can play it again with a new character and that kind of stuff, and that's always fun.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, I played it alone. There were times where I was really kind of bored of it. Yeah. But then I went through the whole thing myself, so it's definitely worth playing alone.
As stupid as this sounds, I actually kind of want to. I'm kind of wanting to start over and do like a playthrough two, more so than the DLC, because the DLC is kind of like, I don't know. The DLC is kind of defeating.
It can be. Some of it's. I mean, a lot of it's really good. I mean, I love the zombie one. That's great.
I mean, yeah, but
that's hilarious.
My biggest thing is, like, there are no vehicles in it. The maps are huge.
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't like the brains mission very much either. So
we did that one.
I did that.
We finished.
I did it in like 2 days, but I was like not happy about doing it. Yeah. I just wanted the friggin' achievement for it. So
see, what we did, we just we started it like as soon as we could, and then we just prioritized running stuff back to that guy before.
Right. That's why I wound up doing. I'm like, I got to do this now.
I died.
No, game over. No.
That was too early.
It's always the spiders.
I hadn't even died. That was my first time I had died.
I think it's because I died enough times.
Oh.
I suck.
My accuracy was way off.
I suck. I haven't played this game in forever.
Play again or something else?
Let's play something else.
Okay. And, they don't even have these return to arcade things anymore on the newer ones.
Well, some of them have, like, exit game. I miss the old Blades, by the way. the original interface for the 360. I would take that back in a second.
With, like, the folder tabs?
Yeah, I would take that back in a second.
Dude, I would too. I loved that.
I mean, they changed it. I'm like, dude, no.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, please give me the option to use the old interface, and they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I have Catan.
I've never even played that game. I don't even want anything about it. I got it for free, I think.
Did you?
Yeah. It was that or the other one, the other board game, they gave it to me for some reason.
Carcassonne or whatever?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
What's talking about? Yeah.
I play Peggle online.
Peggle, yeah.
What? Oh, yeah, Scott Pilgrim? Is Scott Pilgrim online?
No, I have the game.
Oh, okay.
I don't think of what I've got.
Trio Solitaire.
I don't know. What about Uno? We're talking about Uno.
I could play Uno.
As long as we don't like play with dudes.
Turtles in Time? Do you have Turtles in Time?
What do I got? I got 89 Arcade.
Oh, okay.
What else do I have? Super Meat Boy.
Did you play Undertow?
I have it because I got it for free. Cause remember, like, that's when I screwed up live for a while or something.
Yeah. Well, did you play it enough or no?
I have not played it in. Let me see.
Okay. I finished it. And I thought it was actually kind of cool.
Last played 126 2008.
Yeah, I finished the
crazy.
whole. I finished all the campaigns.
Yeah, I got it for free, so I played it once, and like I never touched it again.
You want to play that online?
We could try it.
All right. I don't know if anybody else is going to be playing again.
Yeah, probably not.
I got to update.
So did I.
This is the Unreal Engine. I never would guess.
Yeah, some games never look like this. I'm always amazed when you play games like, yeah, this is Unreal and it looks nothing like it.
Yeah.
I know, that's so weird. Hey, did you guys check out the Warhammer 40K demo?
No.
It's actually pretty awesome.
That's what they say. Multi.
I really enjoyed it.
Oh, there's a co-op campaign. Okay.
I'm kind of hoping that John can get us a copy. When's it coming out?
I don't know. I've seen ads for it lately, though.
It's like, it's coming pretty soon.
Too. I've seen a lot of ads for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to host a match.
Okay, I'll wait for you.
See if you can do a quick match or something. Anyway, I think Adam and I are going to play some Undertow. We didn't really have much to talk about this week, but hopefully at least you enjoy listening to us talk about games.
Yeah, just random talk.
Just random stuff. I mean, I guess...
Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I guess the Deus Ex thing was like the biggest thing in my mind, at least.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty controversial, you know, because that's a...
Ryan, did you want to talk about Mass Effect at all?
What about it? Just the FemShep stuff?
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That's the one I would have voted for, the redhead one.
Maybe I just have surprised the blonde didn't win because, you know, it was really kind of a surprise. Like, really, the redhead one? Are you serious? I mean, that'd be my preference, but, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, it's like really surprised the blonde didn't win. I go, really? You know, so I was actually really surprised.
I think it was a cool thing to get people involved in it, though.
I think so, because, like, instead of just going, we're making a female Shepard model, you know, so here's what it's going to look like. Like, oh, we're going to make a bunch of these, and you figure it out.
Yeah.
So nobody's going, oh, my God, what'd you do? And they can just go, hey, you voted.
That's true.
That's a good way of doing it.
Because they have control, but they still let people choose.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so that's cool.
I don't know. Yeah, that's all I really had to say about it. I don't know.
Here's the thing. If I'm playing Mass Effect 3, I'm importing my Shepard.
Yeah, right. You know, that's
it's
true.
Not a big It's not a big friggin' deal to me.
Yeah, I'm doing it too.
I have my own FemShep. I'm not gonna, you know, make a new one.
True, yeah.
No, it's not gonna happen. So it's not a big deal. Now, it would be super awesome if they patched, like, Mass Effect 1 and 2 to use that model.
Oh, that would be cool.
Because that way you'd have some continuity, mm-hmm. but otherwise I don't see the point in really doing it now.
Yeah.
Like I know I just read recently that next time they make a Mass Effect game, Shepard won't be involved. So here's our chance to start a whole new thing, and maybe they can do it then, it'd be fine.
Yeah.
But at this point, it's like, you know, for people who've played Mass Effect 1 and 2, they're not going to do this unless, I don't know, I don't think they're going to do it.
Yeah, I'm just at this point. I'm just excited to play it. I don't know.
I know. I hated it. Delayed it. I was so pissed.
Yeah, I'm kind of just done hearing about it. I'm just ready to play.
I know. Well, you know, one thing that's very hard. You know, we're supposed to be doing what we do and covering games and stuff. Is that I go into blackout mode when the game I really want comes around, so I can't really cover it.
Yeah.
It's like I want to play fucking Skyrim like so bad, but I do not read a lick of information about it. You know, I don't watch a trailer. I don't read any information on it. I just don't.
Yeah, that's kind of how it is with this game for me too.
Yeah, Mass Effect 3 the same way. I'm like, I don't want to see or hear anything about it until that game's in my hand.
Yeah.
You know, so, but Skyrim's that way. Like Uncharted 3 is that way. It's like I don't want to hear a word about it.
Yeah, that's how I was about Resistance 3, and now like I played the Resistance 3 beta, and I'm kind of disappointed. I'm honestly kind of sad about it. Yeah.
Doesn't Resistance 3 come out like in a couple of weeks?
Resistance 3 comes out in a couple of days.
Days, really?
Resistance 3 comes out Tuesday.
Whoa, I didn't realize it was like that soon.
I know.
Well, I suppose because of Uncharted they want to space it out. But I'm surprised.
Have you guys even looked at September 6th? September 6th is Dead Island, Disgaea 4, Driver San Francisco, Resistance 3, Rise of Nightmares, Warhammer 40,000 Space Marine, and Blood Rain Betrayal.
Those are like
the big things happening that day. Yeah,
there's a lot of freaking... Well, it's starting to come to the last part of the year, and you know what that's like.
Yeah.
When there's fucking games come out every week, that, like, you can't even keep track of them.
I know, it's so crazy. Gears of War 3 comes out this month.
I know. It's Jesus.
The Ico and Shadow Collection come out this month.
Oh, yeah.
Finally.
Finally. I know. I want to get that. I want to get that for sure.
Yeah, I've got that pre-ordered at GameStop. Sorry, Ron.
Yeah,
no.
I bet you. At GameStop. No, you can't do it there.
There is a lot of stuff coming out this month.
I know. Yeah,
September's gonna be.
I have credit on Ico. I might switch it to Resistance 3 because GameStop is the only place where you can get the Chimera necklace that Capelli wears.
Yeah.
So I might switch it to that and just get Resistance 3 at GameStop because I'm going to be off next week anyway.
Right. Oh, that sounds like a good idea.
Just go to my local GameStopatorium.
Yeah, sure. GameStopatorium.
Oh, God. Michael Phelps Push the Limit is coming out in October.
Oh, dude. I'm totally buying that game.
Yes, finally.
It'll give me a reason to play my Kinect, right?
Oh, my God. Is that a Kinect game?
It's a Kinect game.
Is it?
Yes, it is a Kinect game. I'm looking forward to, like, laying on the ground and, like, faking doing swimming animations or something.
Please record that happening because
no.
I want to do that.
I'll have somebody record me on my cell phone doing it, you know?
Oh, man, Arkham City and Ratchet and Clank in the same day.
Yeah, it's not going to
be. Yeah, but I'm telling you, we're all going to die.
I know.
Yeah,
it's going to be
like the worst friggin'
Battlefield 3 a week later.
God, there's a lot of games coming out, guys.
Yeah.
A lot of games coming out. Like, I'm not going to get to play everything I want to play.
I haven't even seen much about Rage. I have a Rage t-shirt, and that's all I've seen.
I don't know if I'm going to get Rage. Like, I haven't followed that game very much, but it looks kind of like Borderlands, so it's kind of cool.
It looks kind of like Brink.
It looks like Border Brink, yeah.
I never even touched Brink.
Brinklands.
Brinklands.
Brands.
Rage.
Well, we want to wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Adam, you got a message for the kids?
No.
Damn, that was vehement.
Yeah. Stay in school, don't do drugs. I don't know.
Sounds good enough.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, well, anyway, I hope you've enjoyed us playing Assault Heroes and Katamari and talking about GameStop and everything else.
Yeah.
Check back for a lot of reviews this fall, obviously, too. Send us some emails because we still have not gotten a single email except for Nicole trolling our inbox.
Troll.
Exactly. And it just said that we sound sexy, which isn't true. So
it's totally not true.
Send us some mail that makes sense, please.
Yeah. It's very true. We sound very sexy. I would do us. I would do all of us.
It's mailbag at warpzone.com.
It's kind of creepy.
Again, I'm gonna
read. I wouldn't do Adam anymore.
Mailbag.
Okay.
Mailbag at warpzone.com. And you can Twitter mention us at warpzoned. Do I say at twice? Am I supposed to say at twice?
I say at twice.
Okay, so like at warpzoned.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they can figure it out.
Do an at mention at warpzoned.
Yeah. If you know how to use Twitter, send us a friggin' message.
Yeah. If you know what a tweet is.
Yeah. If you think a tweet has nothing to do with a bird, send us a message.
Then come at us, bro.
If you have met the fail whale personally.
Yeah. Or go to our Facebook page and ask questions or something, you know? Like, if you want me and Ryan to play a certain game, let us know. We'll buy the damn thing and play it.
I think this is the exactly. I think this is the calm before the storm because next week we have episode 20.
And I'm not going to be able to be on the damn show. Oh, well.
Oh, why not?
How can I drive home next week?
Oh.
We're going to have Adam broadcasting live from his cell phone.
I'll hook it up to crappy hotel internet so we can...
I just hit a raccoon. Oh, that sucks.
I'll hook it up to my crappy internet in the hotel room and we'll record.
Sweet. Sounds good.
Awesome. It's a date.
All right. Okay. So until next week, thank you for listening, and I hope we didn't deter you from listening.
Peace out.
Later.